crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show episode 214.
We're going to the weekend. It's a Friday. It's an afternoon.
Delight! Afternoon. Delight.
Yeah, don't do that ever again.
You know, that's a
we could get a cease and desist.
Yeah, no, sorry
we
about
talked
that.
About that earlier in the week.
The way that you said that, it just had that vibe.
Yeah, it did. It is going to the weekend. Are you a planning guy for a weekend?
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, your missus did cancel plans that we actually had. I was actually really looking forward to that.
That would have been nice.
We had brunch. Well, we were hijacking.
I'm looking at my calendar. So Bree put shit in.
Yeah, there was something going on. Amy and Bree had organised to do brunch, and then we hijacked it and said we're going to get kebabs, and they were on board. And so I'd been looking forward to this all week.
I don't know if I was involved in the kebab chat, was I?
We said we wanted to go to Oasis Bakery.
Oh, that's right. We did too.
Planning weekends.
First of all, this is going to be a short episode. We're going to do this. We're going to knock this off in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like a Band-Aid. It sounds like it's a fucking chore. It's not a chore, but it's 5 o'clock and it's been one of those days where we've been talking all day.
Yeah.
But we've had fucking index. Can we just talk about the whiteboard for a second?
Oh, yeah.
So you and I were talking. We landed one of our early client jobs recently and we're locking in like a development day. Mm. And we've done development days previously with clients, but for me, I haven't felt like I've brought everything to it in regards to professionalism. Like it just feels like a normal day and I'm just talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's a difference between what you need to walk away from having a chat, and this one was very much we need to walk away with something tangible, yeah, something written out.
Like an idea. Like we're all getting into a room to fucking nut this thing out. It sounded really exciting.
Yeah.
And so when the client locked it in yesterday for today, it was like 3 p.m. and I said, well, we need a whiteboard.
Yeah. It's the classic JJ needs something last minute, like a kid. What was the story of you being a kid?
Literally a whiteboard. Like
you need
everything. I remember needing a whiteboard as a kid, just being like,
Mum, they've got one snake. It's a children's python left at the Burwood fucking aquarium. It will be gone. I need to go. It closes at 4. It's 2 o'clock.
Why is it always like? For whatever reason, everything I ever want is hard to get. Like, why are whiteboards so difficult?
Well, they're not. They were online. So the thing we faced was we don't want to invest in one that is just shitty size that's accessible through Officeworks versus the one that's online that is like 4 meters long and actually cheaper than the one from Officeworks, but it'll take a week to get here. It was. You find the thing when the time is very low, like last minute, but then.
But we made a decision anyway. It was good because it's like, you know what, rather than you made a call to a place that had a warehouse or a showroom in South Melbourne.
I thought the same. A showroom usually has a warehouse at the back that they sell the shit that's in the showroom.
How do you think you went with the phone call?
I think it was good. I think I got through it. I think she was quite solution focused.
Did you get the vibe that I was happy with the final call?
No, but I didn't care.
No, you didn't care.
Because I knew.
Because
you're like, they sometimes. So what she said was, oh, so when do you
what
need
What did
it?
You say first?
I said, have you got any large whiteboards? And she's like, well, she said, what are you looking for? I said, large whiteboards.
I'm clearly more invested in this because I know exactly
what
you said.
All right, tell me how the phone call went.
Well, you said, hi, we're wanting to pick up a whiteboard today.
Yeah.
Is that possible to do from your South Melbourne?
No, we're just a showroom. This isn't our warehouse. It's just a showroom. So all of our stuff comes out of, what's it called? Comes out of Sydney. So it'd take a couple of days, a week to get here.
And then what then happened? Because she was saying something like they could do something, like the truck could turn.
So when do you need it? And I said, look, we need it by tomorrow. She's like, oh.
My business partner's Josh Jansen.
Hang on. And then she's like, no, the truck has already left. So there is a truck I know that comes out of Sydney that leaves before 11 or something on a weekday. And if you get it on, you can get it to you the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That was what she was going for, because I've done this at last minute thing. And so she said it won't be there till Monday. So there was no – she had a solution. It wouldn't have worked anyway because we needed it from 8 a.m. Yeah.
And it's not good to like poke at like your business partners fucking – like you've just got to roll with –
Well, your point was they might have sold a showroom floor one.
What? This is how I would have approached it. You know, ring, 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 ring. Hello, Whiteboards R Us.
It wasn't the business.
No, the Whiteboards
I'm sure they would have been more friendly.
Is in Hallam, I believe. We did say that, but for whatever reason, I think they were more corporates, the Whiteboards R Us. Yeah. Anyway, I'd say, hi, I'm needing a whiteboard by tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Preferably 2,400 mils long. Is there anything that you have? I understand that you're just a showroom.
But how do you know that?
Because it's South Melbourne showroom. It says showroom on their okay. website. It's just a, I know
then
that you guys are
you
just a showroom.
This is the fucking point. Do you want to call them?
Yeah,
and I was like, okay.
This is why
obviously because you don't want to call them.
Well, this is the thing. I can't be upset because I didn't call them.
Yeah, but I don't think they had it in stock. I would put my money on it that they don't have the one we wanted, the huge, really wide one, just sitting in a showroom that they're ready to just part ways with. It would be drilled into a wall. Like their business isn't selling fucking whiteboards. That's not their primary business.
So we used what we had. We had a bunch of index cards.
They were great.
It worked out really well. The one pain point was when the client said, I was like, oh, I guess we could put them on the wall. He said, I normally use a whiteboard.
Yeah, I love a whiteboard.
I was like,
it hurt. Pain point. It Don't bring hurt. That out, buddy.
It hurt when he said that. But have you ever bought something where you've actually just accepted it being secondhand or a showroom, like the last?
Oh, yeah, mate. IKEA. There is a section that is constructed pieces of furniture that have slight marks on them. So, like, very bare. Like, might be the side. And so I've bought, like, things that I probably wouldn't have bought that whole thing in the first place, but it was cheap.
And it's all put together.
So it's all put together. You have to get it out of there. Here's the trick. It is ex-display model or it's just been constructed, brought back and they saw it was nicked and they put it out. And so you can buy cheap stuff. It's at the exit of IKEA's. They're pretty systemized.
It's not on
so
the...
So you got to walk through the whole entire joint to get to the checkout.
Yeah, that's how they
get it. Right near the checkout. And it's in the one in Sydney and the one in Melbourne. And so they're very systemized. There used to be a bubble pit, a ball pit.
Yeah.
At IKEA where I used to go as a kid. And it was next.
Was IKEA, I felt like IKEA's only been in Melbourne for 7 years?
No, Cheltenham.
Really?
Not Cheltenham.
No, they're Springvale.
No. So that's brand new. There
so
was
the
one.
Was
oh, Moorabbin. Moorabbin. What am I saying? Near Moorabbin Station, there was one. It's now a Volkswagen dealership.
I thought that the first IKEA was Richmond.
Nah. It was there from when I was a child, like young, playing the ball pit. 8, 16 I was.
Why did
the ball
I only
pit.
Just?
No,
I feel like I only. I feel like it came around the same time as Costco. Did they have all
no
the...
No way. Costco's
I know.
Brand new.
Well, that's how I see IKEA. Did they always have all the food?
I can't remember. I was just so obsessed with the ball pit.
I would have been a soft serve. Like if I...
Maybe I'm thinking now they... Yeah, because they do have soft serve.
They've got everything. They've got like sausages and I think it's... There's a real sadness in eating at an IKEA.
They're not. They're actually... Amy and I have had... At
some
like
of our best
11,
meals.
11 a.m., full like salmon with mashed potato and like greens. You can get like full meals in the one in Sydney.
You're describing like a jail. Like, kids, it's like
it's jail-esque, but it's a weird German style. Like, okay, it's German, right? Where are they from?
Guten Tag.
Swedish.
I always get Sweden and Switzerland mixed up. Which are the more...
Where is IKEA...
He's asking Siri.
...founded?
Oh.
I bake that. Sweden.
Sweden.
Fucked up the question.
I was actually expecting it to say Richmond. Were you?
No, Sweden.
Okay,
yeah, Sweden. I thought she was going to tell us where the local one is because I baked the question. No, Sweden, but there is some funky Swedish-styled food. But it is cheap. But that's where they get you. They get you into – there's a refill. I've been a thief at an IKEA because they give you a cup and then it's like you just go back for refills. So there is stuff that you can't, you're not meant to have. Oh, no. They gave me a water cup and I went to the
– Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, you completely stole. You've got interesting – like your barometer on what's acceptable around that stuff is
a bit
worse.
All have a barometer of what's acceptable. Yeah, some are just slightly different.
Yours is a bit off.
So
– you've had a magnet to your barometer and it's just fucking whack.
It's whack.
It's whack. I've been hanging out with Conspiracy Jimmy too much. Whack. It's fucking whack.
We say that. Yeah. We've been, Conspiracy Jimmy and I have been saying that for years. Yeah. Whack.
It's whack. Yeah. Are you going to ask what my barometer? I don't think like I'm not the type of person to eat a grape at the supermarket that I haven't paid for.
Why not?
I haven't paid for it. But you were telling a story to. We had a meeting the other day and we got into – you were telling a story about a mate who found a credit card at a bar and just paid drinks using PayWave.
Well, this is I think it was the sign function. I don't even know if it was PayWave back then. This was probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago. So he's gone for the full insert, press credit and sign.
Full fraud.
That is, I guess, full fraud. He found it on the ground when we're at the bar. This is alcohol.
But you were telling these people who were sort of like client level.
Yeah, I was telling you, it was so outrageous. It's like this outrageous dude who's just I can't even remember. Don't even say their names, but I can't remember the
PR podcasters.
Yeah, well, I think it's a funny story.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But you saw me panicking and being like, oh, well, just to be clear, like I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But I think it's a funny story of someone who boozed on too hard, made a really shit call at the moment of going, hang on, who's Bruce? Mine now. Pay this. I'm just ordered drinks. It's almost like the circumstances, everything is lined up to commit a crime and you haven't set out or wanted to or thought you'd ever do that. But he's literally gone, hi, two vodka lime and sodas, reached his pocket, looked down at the moment. So they've looked away. He's reached down and gone, fuck, they've said that's what, 1080, thanks. And he's just gone, all right, hand in the card. Just like it's so circumstantial.
Outrageous.
But
it could have been a sting.
Well, they ended up saying, oh, they were looking for him. He's like, I got to fucking get out of here. I'm out of here.
You just don't want to be part of that, do you?
Not at all, but I don't think he wanted to and he's not a bad guy at all. He's just made a shitty call about something. I'm sure but we did so many shitty things and it was all fueled by alcohol.
Are you worried that it's going to come out?
No, nothing like life-threatening, nothing like that. Just shitty calls that just counter to the human you want to be or to who you even think you are.
Yeah.
And so that I think that's just developing and understanding who you are more so. Like I remember walking down my mate, this same guy, painting.
He's still a mate of his?
Yeah, he's one of my best mates. Okay. And he...
Is it Conspiracy Jimmy?
Definitely not. It's not Jimmy. He wouldn't do that. No, I don't think he would. He never got that loose. But I remember we were walking down King Street and we walked past this guy who's just chomping into a souvlaki. And that's so funny. Conspiracy Jimmy is literally calling me right this minute.
But his name on your phone is Batman.
Yeah.
How did he get Batman?
That's another story. Anyway, my mate stopped and asked this guy, he's like, story, mate, give us a bite of your souvlaki. And then he just like had a munch on this dude's souvlaki.
And he was cool with it. The guy was cool with it.
He didn't. That's not a theft, but it's a bit weird.
For people who are tuning in, which is everyone, hi. stickers closed.
Yeah.
So we'll be sending them off next week, which is exciting.
It was a good round. We got some to Portugal.
Yeah.
Oh no, a guy from Portugal.
No, Portugal. And we've got a guy from not Brazil. Can't remember.
Portugal.
Oh no. Portugal's the one that we got delivered to. Then we had one that's. Argentina.
Yeah.
Is it? I've gone black.
Yeah, Queensland.
Yeah, all over the place.
That's right, yeah.
But on the card thing, do you remember when I was in Turkey and I told the story of being told that we needed to basically pay for the hot air balloon and all of that stuff in cash.
That's right. And you went on a mission to find the cash?
Yeah. Do you remember what happened?
The money spat out or didn't spit out?
Yeah. So I went to a ATM to get out. They said to me, basically had to get out. It was for all of our flights, accommodation, all that sort of thing for this leg of Turkey. It was like $2,000.
Yeah.
And we thought that we'd just be able to pay credit card. And we're during the tour, they're like, oh, we need to take you to the tour office to pay. And it's like really like unexpected, which is fine. And so we like get there and like, oh, you need to pay cash. It's like 2,000 Australian dollars. I'm like, how the fuck, like who's carrying 2,000 Australian, especially ridiculous. we're on a 4-month trip. You're not just holding that sort of cash on. So anyway, they said, oh, well, you can get it out at the ATM. So I went to an ATM and I put in $2,000, put my card in, and it said maximum amount or something. It was like $200. I was like, oh, okay. So I selected that. And then all of a sudden, the machine went black and like the screen and my card came out. But it had already gone through the process of saying, like, taking out the money.
Oh, no.
But we didn't get the money. And so we looked at the account and it had minus the $200 out of the account. And we thought that what had happened was, what we worked out had happened was there was a power outage just at that moment, which is why it shut it down. But what we were under the impression that it was then going to basically, although it was minus, it was then going to pick back up and go back in a few weeks later and it wasn't in. And so we had to then contact ING. This was back in, when was it? August, I think. And it took them like 60 days or like 50 days to do a whole investigation. Yeah. And they finally gave us the money back.
And did they tell you at all what
happened?
Yeah.
No. Nah. But we ended up being able to get the money because I was like, $2,000, I think, like when I had the issue with it saying the $200 limit, I'm like, I'm not even going to be able to get $2,000 out.
Yeah.
And the guy ended up, remember I was on an RTV the back because I tried to, RTV or ATV?
ATV. All-terrain vehicle.
And Bree gave me so much shit because he said, oh, you got to go on the ATV to go get money out. And then I gave Bree the card.
Like she was going like to
go on the back. Mate. And so I thought, I can't remember the rationale, but I ended up going and being able to get the $2,000 out. But I just thought.
So you got your money back.
Yeah. Talking about ATM cards and stuff. I thought it was
fraud's fucked. Did you think about it for the rest of the trip? Were you?
No. It was sort of like Bree looked after contacting ING.
Because this shit happens. I remember going to a shop. Putting my card through, beep, wouldn't work, beep. It was like, there's nothing on the card. I was like, mate, there's cash on the card.
Mate, I'm a fucking millionaire. I'm fucking
rolling in debt. No, but I ended up paying cash for it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that is such a scam that you could easily just like manipulate.
Wait, what was the scam?
You could, and it didn't actually happen, but I was onto it, that they can, you could be paying on card and going, nah, it's not working. You need, like, you got to pay cash now. So you pay twice. Yeah.
No, well, I've had it, we did have that where it went through like three transactions and then paid cash and all of the transactions appeared.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. So it does happen, but they ended up disappearing after a while. They were all just pending and for whatever reason they didn't go through. But, I've had to reissue cards and stuff for having someone fucking spending a grand on Expedia.
Back to planning out your weekend or having things on the weekend. Were we talking this week about having something free, like the difference between free time and actually how people are happy when they're working? Versus within the free time?
I did an Insta story, remember, where I...
Oh, that's right.
And it was like free time is BS when I learned how to read.
Yeah, learn how to use a grey lead.
Yeah.
And circle things you're reading.
So I was reading deep work.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that quite a bit because there's a thought...
You don't even have to read. You just... Nah. You can
Insta stories of Josh's.
Yeah, literally. It's like, oh, I've read the whole
give me the cliff notes.
Deep work. just by Josh posting every time he reads a book.
Well, you are only highlighting and circling the good bits, I guess, or the things that make you think. So you did a good one. Because I was thinking about like going into a weekend and when I have nothing planned and then how would I actually do and how fulfilling it is. And I think there is definitely a case to be said for my own life that when I've got nothing planned, sometimes I just end up fucking wasting it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not as great as what I think my free time and just, I want nothing to do.
Yeah.
Not saying I want to be rigid. I like fluidity and, you know, making last minute decisions.
Basic constraints though are good.
But maybe that is. And so booking in a few things.
Yeah, well, I think just having, we were talking about the complexity of partners getting you to do stuff, and it was specifically around the bins with Bree. And so we were house sitting and Bree made the mistake of, we were walking in to the place that we were house sitting at the time. This was a few days ago. And she said, as we had a really big day, and she said, oh, it's your turn to take the bins out. And for whatever reason, I had so much resistance to the idea because she had taken away my autonomy to show what's it called when you do something without someone asking? Initiative.
Initiative, yeah.
She took away my initiative, and so I was like, I don't really want to do it now. And she's like, can you relate to that?
I can in some respects. I mean, it's a very interesting example based around the bin.
And so I said to her, and I said, and the pushback that Bree gives is, because I've said it before, I'm like, if I have a to-do list, like if it's on my to-do list or in my calendar, I'll do it. And she's like, I'm not putting the fucking bins in your calendar or on your to-do list. I'll tell you and you remember. I've been a real hard ass about it.
Do you think you would have remembered? Like as much as you're pushing back on her saying, but if she didn't say it and you didn't think about it.
My argument was the only reason she remembered is because we walked past it. So the system's not working.
Yeah, but would have you remembered it? Do you think you would have actually done it?
No, I wouldn't have remembered. But the thing is that if we had the conversation where at the beginning, I feel like we need a specific time where we sit down and say, this is the chores, this is what we've got to do.
Yeah.
And there's no surprises. Because on that day, we'd done all these other things I didn't really want to do. And I said to Bree, I'm like, if I'd known that I had to do the bins, I would have maybe changed things
very,
up.
Like I was just going to say, it's very child mindset. Because I remember, you fucking tell me to do the dishes. I remember feeling like that and the annoyance and maybe being triggered to being a kid. Mum used to say, can you empty the dishwasher?
Oh, well, I could have, but now I can't because you fucking asked.
I remember the outrage in me and that's what
I said to Bree, I'm like, it's a classic thing of like, don't treat me, don't act like my mum, and then it's like, well, stop acting like a kid type of vibe. But I mean, what is the work? What's the hack? Is it me just fucking growing up?
But here's the thing, to get to the other side, and sometimes there is like annoying conversations her annoying you in that way because you fucking will learn. You've cemented a moment now in time where you gave so much pushback and it triggered you so bad. We're talking about it on our podcast. That maybe you won't forget that shit.
Well, the thing
was, maybe there is some positivity in being told and you then getting pissed off unless you just fully go the other way.
Well, I got really excited.
I'm fucking living in mess.
No, well, I was really proud of myself because my initiative for the following days got really good. So I was like, you know what? Like, look what happens when you don't say anything. I'm just like picking up my towel. Just a real pain.
And the funny thing is, good boy. Yeah, she's over there just going, no, but look, he's learning. What a good boy.
It's just like, I was just things like when we're looking after Archie, the dog, and I went upstairs. Bree's getting ready for work.
My ass is wiped. Yeah.
No, Bree was, getting ready upstairs and I just said, I've taken Archie for a shit and given him some food.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but have a big fucking grin on my face. And she looked at me and she was like, oh, good job.
Do you want to, did she say, do you want a pat on the back?
Do you want
that?
A sticker? Do you want to put a star on your chart?
Okay, bring your hand here.
She's like, okay, 3 minutes, three jars, 3 minutes, three minutes. So what's most barefoot's three? It's a barefoot for families reference. So that's I need to get better at that shit, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the way you've described it, I'm sure people
are thinking I'm a fucking idiot.
Child. It's a child.
I need to
it's
grow up.
Massive child behavior. It's something I feel like Bodie will be there pretty soon.
Between that and the whiteboard, have I painted myself as a bit of a dickhead? Maybe. Maybe I am.
Yeah. No, but I don't think you're a dickhead. You're a bit of a quirk.
Thank you.
You're a bit of a quirk. I will tell you how this is a thing. I received a call before from Conspiracy Jimmy, and he's in my phone as Batman. He's been Batman in my phone for so long.
Are you going to say why?
7 years. This girl, an ex-girlfriend of mine, had my phone, and she's like, she was with him. And I was like, I think it was like, oh, let's change your name. What do you want to be called? And he said, Batman. And so it's Batman and then his surname.
That's good.
And so every time, but I have to fucking say, call Batman when I'm talking to Siri. And I've done it around people. They're like, what the fuck?
Is that Robin? No, but we were speaking to Conspiracy Jimmy this morning. Can I just say how outraged? I mean, he has some pretty crazy shit. His name says what he's into. And he's like, you know what? Like, you guys just laugh. Like, there was a moment of him getting a bit upset about it where he's like, yeah, well,
not upset.
Yeah, no, well, he's sort of like, well, you're not much of a big thinker, are you? Because all you do is laugh at me. You can't even see my opinion. I'm like, well, it's because it's fucking dumb. And the big one that got me was the phone number and his brother. His brother got a missed call from Conspiracy Jimmy, and his brother calls Jimmy back. And can we say Jimmy's brother's name? We'll just say C, just so we're not giving too much of the family tree away.
Chat. He's left a review on our. Just call him Chat. He's left a review on our iTunes.
Great. I don't. You maybe shout out Chat. So, Char calls Jimmy and says, "Hey mate, got your missed call." And Jimmy's like, "Oh no, man, I've been napping and I had it on airplane mode."
Yeah, that's a key point. Had his phone on airplane mode, means you received zero calls.
But then he jumped to. So I've worked out that someone must be spoofing my number,
yeah,
and trying to fucking scam Char. But he was dead. There was no laugh. There was no he was 100% serious. And so spoofing is where
hijacking. You can hijack someone. Is a thing,
no,
right?
No, it's not even hijacking. It's
but you can hijack someone's number to then make calls out of that number.
Well, hijacking seems full on. You literally in the software put in the number that you want to appear on someone's. What's that called? Caller ID.
Yeah.
And so
you think it's zero chance.
Zero chance. He's got an Apple Watch. I said, mate, you just tapped something on your Apple Watch. He says, I don't have Siri enabled.
I don't think conspiracy – you're not a conspiracy theorist if you're not getting pushback. So it fits our narrative for him to be dishing out these things and then you giving pushback on him. So you got to think about that.
So should I say to him, I think you're right?
No, but I think there is people that have had conspiracy theories that have become legit. It's the truth. It is the truth, or it is how it happened. And so when I know this is a problem with people who go hard on conspiracy theories all the time.
Well, because there's not that many. Like, how many conspiracy theories actually get up as truth?
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
the answer.
It is. I'd love. We should just get him on to talk about.
We should change his voice because some of the things. I wonder if he'd go as hard.
No, but that's...
Have we told enough of his identity to, the stuff around thinking that shootings in the US are coming are false flags?
No, there is... See, here's also the issue, that when you... A conspiracy theory is quite deep. Whether you call it the conspiracy, it's a theory that is very layered that when regurgitated can be quite...
So you're defending conspiracy...
Defamatory. No, but 100% because... There is a thought around some of the shootings in the US are done by the anti-gun lobbyists who want zero guns, which is counter to a
fucking crazy.
But there is a connection because you see the outcome. Like, I'm not a part of that theory, but I see that there can be, and you'd be silly to not think that it is possible in the slightest. Like, if there is a percentage chance of something being a thing where the anti-gun lobbyists say, okay, well, if there's shootings, then people say we don't want guns after that, so it's a thing that we could do that gets the fucking talk up. Not saying it's true, and sometimes it could
but
be.
But don't you think it's harmful to make that a conversation, being like, oh, this person who shoots up this sort of thing, I actually think that he's been, this has been planted on him, and it's actually an inside job, or it's the fucking, it's the anti-gun lobbyist.
But it's been happening, like things like inside jobs, and the thing about inside jobs, and it's like for the person that is a part of assisting, if it's true, the gun lobbyists, you know, and a shooting happening. Did the person who did the shooting know that that's what they're a part of? And that's what I always go to. Does the person who's helping this terror attack know that they're actually a part of it? Or like an inside job in the government is a really good one.
Isn't that just like completely missing the point, which is someone used a gun to kill a bunch of people? Maybe we should be looking not only at the people that shoot with the guns, but also their access to the guns.
Which it is. It is thought of.
But it feels like the conspiracy theory completely
dismantles it. Yeah, but I just think it's another way of approaching it. I mean, there are some fucking outrageous ones. I'm not saying that that's not. Like the Sandy Hook shooting was fake.
But the thing
there's people that think that's true.
But there's he goes so deep into these things, and I don't.
And his thought is, and I will defend him because he's my best mate. He looks into things, looks into information that isn't held up by mainstream media, that isn't promoted. Like it is a different narrative that is just a different narrative.
But I guess there's almost a push at the moment that mainstream media, like the narrative they're pushing isn't true and that we can't believe. And I think that because like...
Yeah. If your reaction is just because it's mainstream means it's not true. Yeah. I don't agree with that but I do think there is a lot of bullshit and agenda-driven responses and agenda-driven news outlets. Of course.
Yeah.
Listen to Kevin Rudd on the Batuta Advocate. It's super interesting. He's not like he was just talking about the power of Murdoch.
Interesting.
And he's he goes pretty hard on Murdoch. It's like, well, they didn't want me in there, so this is what they did. He's brutal. Kevin is fucking badass.
I wonder if you can take those bits and then say, I think that these shootings were inside jobs. Anyway, I don't know. That's why Conspiracy Jimmy is always interesting to chat to with the coffee. But it's why we need to you know that if you see Conspiracy Jimmy popping into the office and I'll start talking, 45 minutes goes by and then it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe we'll just disagree on this Trump thing and we'll see how we go.
The amount of times I've walked away, just like, oh, well, there goes Josh.
Yeah, no, it's good.
But he's down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's very true. It's a daily talk show, everyone.
I like it. What it gives you, the energy talking about these things and getting in debate, this is why you fucking love it. Like I feel even just trying to get in the mindset of a conspiracy theorist, I kind of like it.
I feel the energy. I don't know if it's a good energy. It's a daily talk show.
It's cortisol.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Monday, Gemma Watts is in the building. Glow Journal is her podcast. You should listen to it before we have her on Monday, everyone. We'll see you then.
See you guys.